You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm astrologer Hilary Scott, and I'm here to bring you the planetary plans for the week ahead. Be sure and check back each week to stay tuned in to the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. So this week, another doozy. It's like there's absolutely no rest because things are constantly shifting and changing. We start off the week with an opposition between the Sun and Neptune. And Neptune actually plays quite heavily into everything this week because we have a Pisces full moon on the 6th that's actually conjoined. So they're sharing the same degree with Neptune. And that with Pisces is Neptune is the ruler of Pisces. So it's already very watery and sensitive and psychic. And it's definitely a tapping into the soup of the cosmos type energy. And it can bring up all kinds of interesting, you know, emotional experiences, martyrdom, connection to spirit guides, all kinds of interesting things. So that is on the 6th. But first, we have Mars going from Leo into Virgo, which is actually going to be a great shift because Mars in Virgo until mid-October will give us such focus and such a desire for productivity and purifying and clarifying and organizing and getting everything in order. That's, I guess, what organizing means. So orderliness is going to be much appreciated by you. So you'll have kind of the oomph of Mars behind, you know, Virgo is there to purify and clarify and check off, you know, the list, the things that you need to get done and what you don't need to do. And it's very discerning and good at drawing lines and boundaries, which is the kind of energy you need with all this opposite Piscean energy in the cosmos too. So the 5th, Mars will move into Virgo. And then also that same day, Mercury finally goes direct and the moon will be conjoining Neptune on that day, right before the full moon. So there's a big oomph of shifts and communication energy, actually, with Mercury is going to be going forward in Leo. So it's, you know, your ability to really be yourself and come from the heart and step into any kind of leadership positions or self-expression that you need to do is going to be heightened. And things will start to clarify. By September 19th, Mercury will have retraced its steps and will be totally going forward again. So until then, things might not be entirely clear, but you will definitely be feeling forward movement. And it all actually occurs on the degree of the solar eclipse that we just had on the 21st. So it's kind of reigniting or reconfirming the shifts and the changes that happened then. So keep an eye out for what, you know, what the theme is for you right now. And with the Piscean energy, our ability to tap into like the artistic side of ourselves, the parts of us that are inspired and creative and connected to everything is going to be very strong and active. So on that full moon, make sure that you are, you know, observing what's going on around you and aware that you might be feeling tumultuous emotions because Pisces and Neptune tap us into the cosmos. So if there's any sort of pain body that's going on in the universe, it's possible that we tap into that and feel that pain. So especially if you're empathetic, which highly likely you are, there, you know, you feel what other people feel. That's one of your superpowers. So you're able to discern what's going on around you by sensing the vibration and the feelings of others. So this is going to be even more heightened. So be very selective with the people that you choose to have around you. Very, very selective. And don't, you know, it's no time to like play the victim or be a martyr and like do what you're obligated to do. It's more time to like set very clear boundaries around yourself and know, you know, use your intuition and your emotional, you know, the acute emotional senses that you have to decide who's good for you and who's not good for you, what situations are good for you and what situations aren't good for you, and make those boundaries very clear right now. Because you don't want to, you know, be all kind of, you don't want to fall victim to deceitful situations or you know, people that don't have your best interest in mind. Be very careful with your energy right now. And, you know, open up to your spirit guides that are there to help you. Surround yourself in light. Be with inspirational music. Anything that inspires you is what's good for you right now. And make sure that you might need to rest midweek. Like, you actually might need nap time. You might need, you know, a day off from kind of logical thinking. So if you can provide yourself with lots of space, that is a really good idea. So after that, which that's the big news, the Pisces moon, but we do also have, there's a trine between on the 9th between the Sun and Pluto, which really, you know, it cements kind of the depth of the things that we're starting to understand now and the directions that we're going. Pluto's like, you know, Pluto's deep. It wants to get to the very root of what's going on. And it's in Capricorn right now. And Capricorn is about laying the foundations for the future. So, you know, whatever you need to, whatever comes up for you, whatever, you know, difficult emotions might be rising, kind of let them come up. And the more you're able to kind of make space for the things that you don't like, or the feelings that are uncomfortable, the more you can clear them out of your system and actually gain strength from being able to feel your feelings. So with Pluto there, there is lots of transformation. You know, transformation is definitely going on for all of us right now. Mercury will be moving to Virgo on the 9th. So it's just gone direct, and then it's going to move into Virgo again, which will feel really good. Well, it'll like your thoughts will feel really good. And you likely, if you're kind of headed in the right direction and using that Virgo energy to clarify and purify and organize and, you know, be of service in whatever way you can, but also make sure, again, that your boundaries are clear and that you're serving something that makes sense or someone that, you know, that there's a balance in the serving somehow. With Mercury in Virgo, it will give you the ability to be very clear-minded, and your communication abilities will really heighten as well. Like, you could, you know, end up being anxious and overly critical as well. Your thoughts might become overly critical. If that's going on, you need to get a hold of yourself, because you don't want to, that criticism energy can just shut everything down. And what you really want to do is have a gentle acknowledgement of the ways in which maybe things could be like improved and clarified without, you know, being critical and mean and pedantic, because nobody needs that. Nobody needs to be told what to do. It's an irritating feeling. Even you'll find when you're trying to tell yourself what to do, it's hard. So, but Mercury in Virgo will give you the ability to, you know, take your own best interest and the best interests of others and clarify and purify and change. I think I've said clarify like 9 times already. So clarifying is obviously very important. And clarity, you know, we've probably been lacking it lately. So now it should start, things should start becoming clear, especially with Saturn moving forward now as well. So that is really the big news of this week. I'm actually going to be on the Starseed Radio Academy on Tuesday. I'll leave some a link in the show notes if you'd like to listen to that. It should be an interesting interview about astrology and indigos and starseeds and the Pleiades and all kinds of interesting otherworldly topics. And it's going to be on Mercury Direct, which I'm kind of excited about. So I will leave a link for that in the show notes. And also, I'm going to be at a conference in Calgary, Alberta, Canada on the 17th. So there'll be the Canadian Astrology Conference. It's a whole weekend of really fascinating conversations. So if you happen to be in Alberta or in the Calgary area, then you should check it out, because it'll be an amazing 3 days with all kinds of astrology talk, which is so exciting. And I will leave a link to that in the show notes as well. So that's it for this week. Thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions or you'd like to get in touch with me, please feel free to contact me at hillaryscott.com or the Everyday Astrology Podcast. Many blessings for a wonderful week. Thank you so much for listening.